A series of events called Riots to Revival has grown into a movement spreading nationwide from Minneapolis all the way to Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Hear the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there, but really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
In June, Dr. Charles and Pastor Lindsay Karuku, with the International Outreach Church in Burnsville, Minnesota, took to George Floyd's Minneapolis Memorial site to proclaim Jesus' name in an event they called Riots to Revival. Here, bystanders shared stories of how the Holy Spirit healed bodies and hearts as salvations, baptisms, and worship filled the streets. A second Riots to Revival event happened in Portland, Oregon, with Bethel Music's Sean Foyt leading worship. He told Fox News that a crowd of 4,000 to 7,000 worshipers showed up at Waterfront Park in an effort to heal the brokenness that has affected Americans. Now, Dr. Karuku is taking Riots to Revival movements to the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, in what has become the third Riots to Revival event. The goal of Dr. Karuku and his wife Lindsay is to help heal hearts and minds with the power of the gospel message. On August 27th, a prayer gathering was held outside of the Kenosha City Courthouse. In several Facebook posts, Dr. Karuku shared photos of people being baptized, praying, and worshiping, along with the words, "Let the healing begin." In one post, Dr. Karuku wrote, "Miracles in Kenosha, a massive move of God. Salvation, healing, racial reconciliation, and awesome baptisms on the streets. Riot to Revival, glory to God. Let the healing begin." Video of the event posted to social media showed several hundred people gathered to worship, pray, and hear a message from Pastor Lindsay Karuku. CBN News said this is just the latest powerful example of Christians fighting a spiritual battle, using street ministry in cities overrun with rioting, including Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, and now Kenosha. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.